Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Angeline.
So we're talking about Chinese New Year. Now Pat, at the start of day one, he was feeling homesick because it's Chinese New Year and everybody's doing stuff with their families and he kind of misses his family.
And also Taipei is like a ghost town, which means like there's nobody around because many people head back to their hometowns.
Yeah, a lot of things are closed, you know, all these shops are closed, the restaurants are closed, the theatres are open, but they're full. You ever try going to a movie during Chinese New Year? It's impossible.
Really?
Unless you go to one that's like not a new release. It's just everything's full.
Wow.
So Laura is going to help Pat out. She invites Pat to her family's house.
And since her grandmother always cooks so much, Pat can eat it. He has a big appetite.
He can also help Laura's nieces and nephews with their English.
So in today's article, Pat will learn more about Chinese New Year customs.
Okay, let's have a read through the article and then we'll teach you guys about them too.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully. And fill in the blanks.
Happy Chinese New Year! Pat wants to learn more about the holiday. I'm in the dark about Chinese New Year. What do people usually eat?
Above all, dumplings are probably the most important.
I eat dumplings all the time. What's so special about them?
They are shaped like ancient Chinese money.
I bet people believe eating lots of them will make them wealthy in the upcoming year.
That's right. Considering your appetite for dumplings, you might become a millionaire.
Very funny. What are some other traditions?
Most families will share a delicious hot pot. It is a symbol of bringing the family closer together.
What about those red envelopes? Is there really money inside them?
Absolutely. Kids stay up late on New Year's Eve, and their parents give out the red envelopes at midnight.
What about me? Will I get one too this year?
Sure. I will make sure my parents give you one, but without any money inside.
That's not cool. Pat looks disappointed, and Laura laughs at him.
Okay, so our article begins with a scenario. Pat wants to learn more about the holiday.
Okay, he's kind of curious. Okay, he wants to know what's going on. What can he expect? Because it's one thing to have sort of Chinese New Year with a few other foreign friends. But if you're going to a Taiwanese person's house, things are going to be a little different. You might want to know what to expect. Pat even admits this. He says, I'm in the dark about Chinese New Year. So if you are in the dark or in the dark about something, okay, this is an interesting phrase. It's our shortcut for you today. Let's find out more about it right now.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, are you ready for the meeting at 2 today?
Meeting? What meeting?
Didn't you get the memo?
What? No. What meeting is this?
Sounds like you're in the dark about how things work around here.
In the dark? There's plenty of light here.
To be in the dark about something means to not know about something that other people know about.
I got it. To be in the dark about something is 毫无头绪,毫无知情.
Bingo. You have to check your work email often or you'll be in the dark.
God, I can't believe this.
Don't worry. You can tell the boss you were busy. Oh, are you going to the company party this weekend?
Party? What party? I'm really in the dark about things around here.
Hi guys, welcome back. So we just looked at the phrase to be in the dark or be in the dark about something, which means to have absolutely no idea about something. It's almost like the lights are out and you can't see it.
Yeah.
You have no idea where it is, what it is, or what's going on. For example, I know my friends are planning something for my birthday, but I'm completely in the dark about what it is.
Okay, so Chinese New Year is such a big holiday, and there's likely to be a big feast. So Pat asks, what do people usually eat?
Okay, it's a good question. He wants to know what he's going to be eating at Laura's family's house. And she says, above all, dumplings are probably the most important. When we use this phrase, above all, we use it to mean more importantly than anything else. So she's saying there will be other food, lots of other dishes, but above all, most importantly, it's going to be dumplings. Another example is, I like that movie for several reasons. Above all, it was based on one of my favorite books. So that was the main reason, the most important reason.
Okay, so dumpling, D-U-M-P-L-I-N-G, dumpling, is a piece of food that is wrapped in dough and cooked. A dumpling can have many different types of fillings, like the food that's inside the dough. I love to eat chive and pork dumplings. What about you, Pat?
There are some really good vegetarian dumplings out there, which I like a lot. I also kind of like the sweet ones with a bit of red bean or sesame or something like that inside.
Oh,
you can get
okay.
little ones like that.
I don't think I've had that.
You need to go to Din Tai Fung more, really.
get some
of their dumplings.
So that's where that is
Yeah,
from.
They've got really good dumplings of all kinds.
Okay.
And, of course, I have seen all of these and eaten all of these, as has Pat in the article, because he points out I eat dumplings all the time. You know, come on, dumplings, that's it. That's how special it is.
Yeah.
I eat those all the time.
Why are you eating them during Chinese New Year? Why is it so important during Chinese New Year? Okay, so Pat says, what's so special about them? Like, why are we eating them?
Yeah, why are these dumplings different? You know, what's so good about these dumplings that makes them different from just, you know, I go to the shop and buy them, you know, 10 for, you know, 60 kwai or whatever. Well, Laura says they are shaped like ancient Chinese money. Okay, and I've seen these are the long ones, aren't they? Slightly long and slightly like, almost like a little, I think they look like boats. They kind of look like little boats.
Oh, okay, okay.
So they're shaped like ancient Chinese money, which kind of means that, you know, they're only made and served at this time of the year. So that kind of makes them special.
So are they talking about like the ingots?
I guess so, yeah.
An ingot,
by the way, I-N-G-O-T. Ingot is kind of like a lump of metal that's kind of used as a money.
Okay. So Pat says, I bet people believe eating lots of them will make them wealthy in the upcoming year. So the word wealthy is an adjective, W-E-A-L-T-H-Y, wealthy. If one is wealthy, they have a lot of money and possessions or belongings or things that they own. The word wealthy is the same as rich. For example, the wealthy man or the rich man built a hotel in the middle of the city.
Okay, we also saw the word upcoming, wealthy in the upcoming year. Upcoming means it's about to happen. It's, you know, we could also say it's around the corner. You know, it's coming up. For example, the students studied hard, very hard, for the upcoming test. So they've got a test tomorrow, next week, Monday. It's upcoming, it's about to happen, so they got to work.
Okay, and then Laura says, that's right, considering your appetite for dumplings, remember Pat has a big appetite, you might become a millionaire.
That is so cheeky.
Is she calling you fat?
I think she is.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Millionaire, spelled M-I-L-L-I-O-N-A-I-R-E, millionaire, is someone who is very rich and has at least $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know the word billionaire, which is
yes.
a person who has at least $1 billion.
Wow.
Okay, so do you think Pat will be a millionaire? Because he's going to eat a lot of dumplings.
He's going to, well, it depends how, what's the ratio, what's the conversion, dumplings
one
to money?
One to one.
So I have to eat a million dumplings?
Yes.
Well, probably not just now. Okay, Pat is not impressed by Laura's comments about how many dumplings he's going to eat. He says, very funny. He then changes the subject and says, what are some other traditions?
Okay, so Laura says, most families will share a delicious hot pot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hot pot, you guys are probably all very familiar with this, is a mixture of meat and vegetables cooked together with a liquid like soup in a single pot. Taiwan is famous for their mala hot pot, right? Mm-hmm. Do you like to eat hot pot?
I love hot. I'm a big fan of hot pot.
Mala hot pot?
Yeah, I like it pretty spicy. Uh-huh. I like it nice and hot. I know not all foreigners like it. Some of us feel that it's like there's either too much or it's all together and it all kind of tastes the same in the pot. So not everybody I know likes it. I'm a big fan. My family are big fans. It's not something you can go and eat all the time.
No.
We tend to more often go on a weekend lunch time mm-hmm. to one of the all-you-can-eat ones and get it there, then we don't have dinner later.
What do you usually like to put in your hot pot? You're vegetarian.
All vegetables. I don't mind putting... I eat shrimp, so I'm happy with shrimp in there. I always like to put several pieces of taro.
Oh, those are really good, yeah.
I just really love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so most families share a delicious hot pot. Laura explains why. She says it is a symbol of bringing the family closer together. So a symbol, S-Y-M-B-O-L, symbol, is a thing that represents or stands for something else. It's kind of often something real that you can touch, and that is used to represent something a bit more abstract. So dumplings, which you can touch, are mm-hmm. a symbol of wealth, which is more like a concept. A hot pot is real. It's a symbol of family love. Again, that's a concept you can't touch.
Mm-hmm.
We could also say a lion, real, is often used as a symbol of courage, which is a kind of a, you know, an emotion, a feeling, or again, something that's an idea.
Mm-hmm. I think hot pot brings a family closer together because everybody's like, you know, they have the chopsticks in the bowl and yeah, they're sharing and they're cooking a meal together pretty mm-hmm. much. Yeah. So, and then Pat asks about one of the highlights of Chinese New Year, especially for children. He says, what about those red envelopes?
Oh, yes, I know those. He also asks, is there really money inside them?
So Laura says, absolutely. So absolutely is an adverb or it's an expression. It's used to emphasize that something is completely true. So, for example, Pat, do you like hot pot?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So Laura explains a bit more about these red envelopes. She says, kids stay up late on New Year's Eve and their parents give out the red envelopes at midnight. Okay. If you stay up, then you stay awake and you don't go to bed. And mm-hmm. we usually use it to talk about past your normal bedtime. If you normally go to bed at 11, 11:30, to stay up means to stay up awake later into the early hours of the morning. For example, Sean stayed up late last night preparing for a big test.
Okay, so New Year's Eve, let's look at the word Eve. So Eve is the night or day before an important day. Therefore, New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. Likewise, Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas Day. So the Chinese believe that when young people stay up during Chinese New Year or Chinese New Year's Eve, it will bring good health and a long life for their parents.
I didn't know that. That's mm-hmm. interesting. In fact, they're going to stay up until midnight when they'll open the red envelopes or give them out. Midnight, M-I-D-N-I-G-H-T, midnight, all one word. It's a noun and it's short for the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's used to represent 12 a.m. when one day becomes another.
Right.
And because in the old days, people would go to bed when the sun went down and get up when it was dawn.
Mm-hmm.
So the middle of the night would have been about 12 a.m. These days, kind of people go to bed maybe 10, 11, and they get up at maybe 7. So mm-hmm. the middle of the night's more like 3 a.m.
Okay.
However, we still use midnight to mean 12 a.m. Now, make sure you use 12 a.m. not p.m. 12 p.m. is the middle of the day.
Noon.
Okay, noon, yes. Exactly. Some people get confused and they think, okay, night is p.m., so midnight is 12 p.m. No, it's a.m. It's the start of the next day and the morning. Here's a sentence. I went to bed after midnight, so I felt tired the following day.
I've seen some signs where they're open from 12 a.m. to 5 p.m. or something weird like
something,
that.
Something, like, yeah, okay. Possible.
So, yeah, there's, so, yeah, you have to make sure that a.m. is midnight, p.m. is noon. Okay. So Pat says, what about me? Will I get one too this year?
Yeah, will he get a red envelope? Laura says, sure. I will make sure my parents give you one, but without any money inside.
Laura's such a joker. Pat, should you get one? You're married.
Yeah, I give one and I get one. It's kind of all passed around.
I see. Okay, so Pat says that's not cool. He doesn't want an envelope with no money inside.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's not good.
Laura's been teasing him the whole day, actually.
Yeah.
About the dumplings.
Yeah, calling him fat, yeah. No money. Okay. So no wonder the article ends by saying Pat looks disappointed and Laura laughs at him. Okay. If you are disappointed, mm-hmm. This I'll spell this. It's D-I-S-A-P-P-O-I-N-T-E-D. Disappointed. It's one of those ed adjectives. Okay, and it means you feel sad or not pleased because someone or something has failed to meet your hopes or expectations. Don't confuse it with disappointing, which mm-hmm. is something that is disappointing. I am disappointed.
Right.
For example, my friend Chris was disappointed because he thought the new Star Wars movie would be better than it was.
Is this the Chris I know?
This is the Chris you know.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is the end of the discussion. Pat's disappointed. Laura's laughing at him. And we're going to move on to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Hi, guys. It's time for our For You Chat question, which is, can you name some other Chinese New Year traditions? And what do they mean?
So I had to look some of these up because okay. I'm not really familiar with Chinese New Year.
No, me neither, but I know one or two.
Well, new clothes and new shoes for mm-hmm. a new start to the year, right?
Yeah, that's right. You try and wear something new mm-hmm. or maybe something red yeah. on the first day of the
for
year
good luck.
For good luck. Yeah, yeah, that's certainly one. You clean your house before New Year. My wife and I, she always makes sure she does a lot of bed sheet washing, towel washing mm-hmm. on New Year's Eve before we're allowed to start eating.
Oh, why bed sheets and towels? Is there a reason behind that?
Well, just, again, it's all cleaning. It's like maybe, okay. you know, that's the time to wash everything so it's nice and new.
I see.
And obviously now I am married, we have this idea that you don't really see your wife's parents on New Year's Day. You go and visit them the day after.
Oh, okay.
So this is something that married couples do. Now, of course, my actual family is in the UK, so mm-hmm. we don't go to see them for Chinese New mm-hmm. Year's Day. So we do see my wife's family, but my mother-in-law kicked us out of their house before midnight to make sure we weren't there at midnight. I guess she thought that would kind of bring a little bit of bad luck.
Oh,
my wife wasn't impressed.
No, okay. Well, there's another thing. This happens in Singapore a lot. I'm not sure if it happens in Taiwan as much, but a lot of businesses hire lion dancers.
Okay,
you know, to do the lion dance.
Seen it in Hong Kong as well, I think.
Yeah, and they perform in front of the office building, and it's the lion represents prosperity, which mm-hmm. is
wealth, and money, yeah.
yeah, good luck and good fortune. So a lot of businesses believe like this lion dance is really important during Chinese New Year.
Cool.
For the rest of the year, yeah.
All right. Well, those are some traditions, but we're out of time for today. Thanks very much for listening to us for English for You. I'm Pat,
and I'm Angeline.
Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy Chinese New Year! Pat wants to learn more about the holiday. I'm in the dark about Chinese New Year. What do people usually eat?
Above all, dumplings are probably the most important.
I eat dumplings all the time. What's so special about them?
They're shaped like ancient Chinese money.
I bet people believe eating lots of them will make them wealthy in the upcoming year.
That's right. Considering your appetite for dumplings, you might become a millionaire.
Very funny. What are some other traditions?
most families will share a delicious hot pot. It is a symbol of bringing the family closer together.
What about those red envelopes? Is there really money inside them?
Absolutely. Kids stay up late on New Year's Eve, and their parents give out the red envelopes at midnight.
What about me? Will I get one too this year?
Sure. I will make sure my parents give you one, but without any money inside.
That's not cool. Pat looks disappointed, and Laura laughs at him.
Vocabulary Review.
Dumpling. Many visitors to Taiwan visit Din Tai Fung to try their famous dumplings. Wealthy. Edward became really wealthy after he started his own business. Millionaire. The millionaire owns several sports cars and even his own private jet. Symbol. Doves are often used as a symbol of peace. Midnight. If I go to bed after midnight, I will always feel tired the following day.
Disappointed. Gina was very disappointed that the movie she watched at the theater was boring.